The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast, In the World in Which We Live, Something's Got to Give. But before I begin tonight, a couple of quick announcements. For those of you who are interested and maybe live within, a driving shot or train shot, well, I don't want to mention trains right now, but plane shot of Washington, D.C., there is an anti-war rally to be held in Washington this coming Sunday, February 19th. And for any of those who wish to attend, you need to go to rageagainstwar.com. That's rageagainstwar.com. For more information. You go in there, you can look it up, see what the tickets are or what they've got going, the hotel space. I looked at it real quick, and it looks like they have some rooms reserved for people that are coming to that anti-war protest. I think it's a good idea. Hopefully a lot of people show up. We'll see what happens. On a different note, if you haven't already, folks, at your leisure, please make a visit to naturalearthmedicine.com and browse all the healthy, natural products. Read about how and why they improve and enhance your health. And don't forget, any product that you order, including the amazing iTera wand, of which, by the way, I wish to give a personal thank you from both myself and RBN to all those who have already placed their orders and received their wands, because it only takes about 2-3 days shipping, folks. Now, remember, on any product you order, your purchase helps to support RBN. And we are also providing free samples of other products on our line for any iTera wand purchase. So again, that's naturalearthmedicine.com. Okay, so back to the broadcast. Now, I'm sure I'm not alone when I recall my early days as a baby boomer and roll back my memory to the early 60s. I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood in Northern California, in a modest 3-bedroom home purchased by my parents, brand new, for the sum of $13,000 in 1956. The same home in the same neighborhood sold recently for better than $1 million. Well, that's a story for another day, but what I do recall a number of years later, long about 60, 61, 62, was hearing snippets of conversation from my parents at the dinner table. This, of course, in between demands made to me by my mother to make sure I ate all of my peas. The conversation was about whether to invest in a family room addition to the home or use some of their savings to build a bomb shelter. Now, the conversations around the dinner table were not isolated, as I would hear my father discussing the same subject matter from time to time with the neighbors as to whether they had intent to invest in a bomb shelter. And many of those discussions were with the next-door neighbor, Harold Haverty, who also just happened to be a builder by trade. So, in hindsight, it comes as no surprise that the decision was made to spend the money on a room addition instead of the bomb shelter, and amazingly, it was, guess who, Harold Haverty, that got the job. But these conversations centered around a time when the elementary school I was attending had introduced duck and cover drills. Many of you, I'm sure, can relate to that. And they were practiced on a regular basis by myself and all my fellow students at a bare minimum of twice a week. Now, this exercise was foisted upon us repeatedly during my scholastic journey through the 4th, 5th, 6th grade and beyond. And as I recall thinking many times how stupid the entire ordeal was, after I had accompanied a friend to a local Saturday matinee and saw a clip of an actual nuclear bomb that had been detonated as a test by the U.S. government somewhere in the South Pacific. And after seeing that, somewhere in the 60-61 time frame, it occurred to me that a flimsy aluminum desk with a fake wooden top wasn't going to protect any of my fellow students or myself from such a blast, and that the exercise we were regularly commanded to undergo was a complete psychological pacifier. And one day, just after yet another ridiculous duck and cover drill went off, I actually made the mistake of trying to point out the futility of such a ridiculous distraction by attempting to explain to my teacher, Miss Merrill, that a flimsy desk wasn't going to save anybody. Well, needless to say, I found myself immediately thereafter sitting in the principal's office. Now, remember the 2016 Democratic National Convention, folks, when they released thousands of balloons from the ceiling and Hillary Clinton looked up with this crazed, disconcerted look on her face as she marveled at the spectacle? By the way, I had Mike the Engineer posted on the RBN website in case you forgot. You can take a look at it. It's only 6 seconds, and it runs in a cycle that, you know, it repeats itself. Well, that's the vision I have anytime I hear another report about these stupid balloons. In present day, the only thing I see that has changed regarding preparation for a nuclear blast is the distraction. Now, instead of distracting us with duck and cover drills, they are distracting us with UFOs, weather balloons, cylindrical objects of which, even by pilot testimony, seems to have no visible means of propulsion, yet another in a long line of false and ongoing narratives to distract the masses from where the focus should be directed. Where is that? Treason in high office. Classified documents damning this administration. The looting of domestic finances and military assets. The credible evidence pointing its convictive finger at who really was responsible for sabotaging a pipeline that was an overt act of war against their own allies. A military drill going on in the South China Sea right now, folks. Yes, we need to be paying closer attention. Instead of these balloons, we need to be paying closer attention to both Russia's latest warnings and intents. And looking back on it now, though the protection was lacking and we likely would have all been vaporized had the drill been real, those duck and cover drills, at least I have to give some credit as they feigned compassion for the children. The 60s were times of heightened concern for everyone, and they escalated in 1962 when we witnessed the Cuban Missile Crisis. But times were different then, and there was a feeling of genuine concern by all of our neighbors, regardless of their race. They all knew each other and would visit on weekends outside in between, pulling weeds or mowing the lawn. And by the way, color and religion seemed to make no difference. The Weisses and the Steins were Jewish. The Pacioretty's were Italian. The Rodriguez's were Portuguese. The Sullivan's were black. No one gave it a thought. I turned back the clock in my own mind to recall that era, simply after taking a close look at what seems to be unfolding at present. I remember several days during that Cuban Missile Crisis where in my home you could cut the tension with a knife. The same with my classroom. Though none of us were adults, we could feel the vibes of concern in the air. And what's different about society then, as opposed to now, is that not only do very few seem to give a second thought at the impending peril this entire planet is facing, but what's even more frightening is that the numbskulls occupying positions of authority in this clown show that they call a government are either too stupid, too compromised, or too on board with the money junkies to even realize that the very fate of this life-sustaining planet is hanging in the balance. Now, I'm sure you all know, and I think it's been reported on with RBN and other networks probably more than once, last Wednesday, Seymour Hersh released a bombshell article reporting that indeed the U.S. was behind the destruction of the Baltic Stream pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline, last September. And I find this necessary to share this with you folks. And this is out of RT, dated February 11th. The title of it is "The U.S. is Lying About the Nord Stream Exposé, Moscow." Attempts by the United States State Department to brush off Seymour Hersh's article about the sabotage of Nord Stream pipelines as nonsense are overt lies that display shocking ignorance of American history. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova told the reporters that last Friday. The veteran investigative journalist reported on Wednesday that the U.S. was behind the destruction of the Baltic Sea pipelines in September of 2022. American divers planted the charges under the cover of a NATO exercise, and the Norwegian airplane detonated them remotely when the time came. This is according to Seymour Hersh. And the State Department spokesperson, Ned Price, when asked a question about Hersh's article, responded with this, and I quote, "It would not be typical for us to engage allies and partners on something that is utter nonsense," end quote. Now, Maria Zakharova said she was astonished by Ned Price's audacity to call nonsense what U.S. President Joe Biden and Deputy Secretary of State Victoria Nuland openly described as their preferred outcome. And we all saw it. I played it for you on this show. Many other people on many other networks have played this. The United States is once again lying live on the air, openly mocking journalists who asked fully justified questions. And that's according to Maria Zakharova. And I agree with her. Washington also has a history of targeting civilian petrochemical infrastructure, she noted, citing the 1983 CIA sabotage of a pipeline in Nicaragua, just as one example. "You did this, you do this, and you will do it until you're stopped," she added. And as for bringing allies and partners into nonsense, she argued that this was precisely what transatlantic solidarity means in practice, referring to the 2003 invasion of Iraq, as one example, and I've covered that many times. And she's right, folks, and she went on to say, get this, 20 years ago, you recall, I have to say, let him rest in peace, Secretary of State Colin Powell brought to the UN Security Council a vial of something and called on allies and partners to invade a sovereign state without any evidence over claims that proved to be utter nonsense. Ned Price, do you know your own department's history? This is a question by Zakharova. I have no doubts that at the State Department, they are as bad with the history of their own country then as they are now. That's why we are where we are. As I mentioned earlier in this, when I started this broadcast, these people are buffoons. They're lunatics. They don't deserve to be in office. Explosions that damaged both Nord Stream pipelines near the Danish island of Bornholm cut off the flow of natural gas to Germany, and U.S. officials tried to blame Russia for the blasts while expressing delight at the destruction and calling it an opportunity for Europe. And the White House then turns around to denounce denounces Hirsch's report as utterly false and complete fiction. They think we're idiots, folks. I mean, really, how stupid do these dancing puppets of the money masters think we are? And Zakharova noted that Denmark and Sweden had refused Russian offers to assist with the investigation, while Norway declined to provide aid, citing the EU sanctions, adding that this shows the three governments were not interested in finding out the truth, but rather covering it up. The question is why? Why would they not want to find out the truth? You want the answer, folks? Because they already know the ugly truth. And just like the United States, they are both locked in and terrified. They are in the stranglehold of a money system that has demonstrated many times over that they will destroy a leader or a country regardless of the casualties to retain their power. We've seen them do it time and time again. Oh, they accused Saddam Hussein of weapons of mass destruction. Remember that? Ironically, we brought him in there in 1979. He was a CIA asset. We gave him the weapons of mass destruction against Iran. And said, yeah, we hope you win. They wanted him to destroy each other. They accused Gaddafi of killing his own people. But those were just the excuses fed to the masses. The real reason was to maintain control of their money system and bludgeon anyone or any country that posed an objection or tried to free themselves from that death grip. But now, folks, they've crossed a bridge too far. For this is no longer upping the ante by knocking off a leader, or a country for that matter. The directives they are ordering these compromised puppet this time, you know who I'm talking about, Biden, Sullivan, Austin, Nuland, Zelensky, Netanyahu, all of them, mid-level managers at best, to carry out what could be just the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back. That camel being planet Earth. You have to ask yourself the question, in light of the recent Israel bombing of this missile factory over in Iran, in light of them sending these tanks over, in light of the British government dancing around talking about sending fighter jets over to Zelensky, at what point, where is that line that Putin says is enough? Enough is enough. That's the question. I pulled this out of the Seeker, thanks to Pete in L.A. Pete gives me... more than I could read at times, but thanks, Pete in L.A., for this. This is out of The Seeker, dated February 11th. Folks, what's going on here? Here's the title of this. Russia is changing their nuclear policy to allow a preventive first strike. And it mentions U.S. bases in Europe, and even more disturbingly for us, the continental United States. Russia is changing its public nuclear weapons doctrine as a result of aggressive actions by the United States, the United Kingdom, NATO, et al. And the aggressive actions of which they refer to are partially, if not probably mostly, the result of the Seymour Hersh article, but also that missile base that was targeted by Israel after these U.S. state officials went over and visited the newly installed Netanyahu for the umpteenth time. The new policy being developed now will acknowledge the United States as, get this, folks, a co-belligerent in the Ukraine war. A co-belligerent, folks, an accomplice. When a bank robber is apprehended, they do not criminally charge the driver. Do they not charge the driver of the getaway car as well? Now, yesterday, it emerged in British media that Ukraine is prepared to use British long-range missiles to strike the annexed peninsula of Crimea. I hear some music coming up. Guess we'll take a break. I'll get back to this in three. Did I hear the music, Mikey? Yes, I did. We'll be right back. I'll continue with this, folks. Stick around. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Be right back. Thank you.
came and took it all away.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades,
yes, folks, thanks to the renegades. You're renegades. I'm a renegade. We're all renegades. Any of us that are telling the truth, standing up for the truth, and trying to shout from a megaphone what's really going on here. You know, as I mentioned, yesterday it emerged in the British media that the British are preparing to send long-range missiles to strike the annexed peninsula of Crimea that is a part of Russia. Vladimir Zelensky is pushing for the West to supply jets and longer range missiles, warning that the war could stagnate without them. And the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has responded to his plea by admitting, well, nothing is off the table when it comes to the UK's supply of military aid to help fight the Russian invasion, which, by the way, has already started, from what I understand, folks. And, you know, we sit here in this country, and I'm not talking about you folks, I know you're not, and I'm not, but most of these people are absolutely just brain dead. They have no idea what's going on, with the exception of the veterans who have seen combat. There hasn't been a war on American soil since 1865. okay, 1861 through 1865. They have no idea what's going on over in the Ukraine. They have no idea, nor do they care about the amount of people that have been killed or displaced. And I'm not even talking about the military. I'm talking about civilian peoples. People that have had to leave this country in the millions. And Putin didn't want this. Could have been stopped. Zelensky could have stopped this. All he would have had to have done is stop bombing Donbass. Yes, discussions are understood to have taken place involving the potential provision of Harpoon anti-ship missiles, which have a range of 150 miles and cost around 1.2 million pounds each. The Storm Shadow surface-to-air cruise missiles with a range of about 250 miles and a cost of 2.2 million pounds are also said to be on the table. That's according to the Times of London. And a defense source has told the newspaper that if Kiev is prepared to use the missiles to strike Crimea, the peninsula which seceded from Ukraine in 2014 after the West overthrew Ukraine's democratically elected president and installed a puppet pro-rest regime, thank you, what's-her-name, Victoria Nuland, and all the other players in the game. I think, John McCain was inclusive in that. The talks are understood to be ongoing as to how many long-range missiles the UK could potentially supply. Who's paying attention to this, folks? Because the planet is on the line here, for crying out loud. And I hear him talking about balloons on the mainstream media. Are you kidding me? Look, despite fears that cross-border strikes may lead to an escalation of the conflict, nobody seems to care. I mean, the American public, for the most part, is oblivious to this. And what is the response, the Russian response to this? Is anybody paying any attention? On Russian national television early last week, it was revealed that Russia is headed towards a policy of preventive tactical nuclear strikes similar to what the United States has. Do you know what that means, folks? Do you have any idea? I'm sure you do. Okay, but these dumbed-down automatons out there don't have a clue, nor do they care. They're too busy looking at balloons. Moreover, if Ukraine targets Crimea and heartland Russia, then Russia will respond according to plans that are now being laid down by them. And these plans foresee counterstrikes against U.S. military. That's us, folks. U.S. militaries, and who have we got in control? Oh, we've got General Milley and Lloyd Austin and all these people that prance around cross-dressing behind closed doors, I'm sure, with their medals on their, you know, on their lapels. Yes. Counterstrikes against U.S. military installations in Europe and against the continental United States using hypersonic missiles. And by the way, have you ever seen any videos of those missiles? I've never seen anything like them, folks. They travel at some, I mean, thousands and thousands of miles an hour, and they, you know, when a rocket ship blasts off with a, you know, when they used to have that program when they launched the space shuttle, you know, they get up so high, and then all of a sudden part of the rocket, you know, disconnects from the other part of the rocket and there's a smaller part. Well, that's what's happening with these missiles. And then they deploy a whole bunch of dummy missiles along with 8 or 10 regular missiles at their target at somewhere around 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 miles an hour. Like we're going to be able to hit those? Yeah. Hypersonic missiles. Are you listening, folks? Hypersonic missile counterstrikes against Europe and the United States, and everybody's talking about balloons. And these threats of counterstrikes in Europe and the United States is being made public and explicit so that no one is in doubt about what to expect from the Kremlin. The question is, at what point in time, put yourself in Putin's shoes, at what point in time do you draw the line and say, okay, enough is enough? Yeah, so here we are. The Russians are stripping away the fiction of a proxy war and revealing the co-belligerent status of the United States and its NATO allies in preparation for a kinetic war with NATO. I hear the music. We'll be back. I'll continue with this. I'm just getting started here today because I'll tell you what, folks, I'm pissed. I'm pissed and I'm concerned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back with the National Intel Report, living in the USA, yeah, and it's getting crazier by the minute. So here we are again. You know, look, Russia's coming out nationally and saying, hey, you know what, we're stripping away the proxy war and revealing the co-belligerent status of the United States and its NATO allies. Yes, we blew up the pipeline. Isn't it funny how they all admit it? They're all bragging about it. Biden came out and said, oh, yeah, well, you know, we'll put a stop to that. And Victoria Nuland and Jake Sullivan and all these people, and then now they're trying to deny it. I mean, really? Are we that stupid? You know, and I mean, the question is, you know, are they that stupid? What's the problem here? And even worse than this, listen to this. Ukraine's legislature, the Verkhovna Rada, is working on legislation to allow NATO troops into Ukraine. Are you kidding me? Are these people crazy? And the answer to the question is no. You know what the problem is, folks? They are just as bad as the money junkies that are doing everything they can, short of blowing up this planet, to maintain control of the monetary system. And these people that are supposed to be our leaders are either compromised, thank you Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and others, okay, or they are bought off and paid for, and they're going along with a program because they love the money. And Zelensky's on the top of the list. Look at all the people over there that have been busted for buying cars and houses and doing all this stuff with the money that's coming over there. That supposedly, we're doing a great job. We're being very responsible with the money. Oh, really? So why is it that you fired all the high-level executives? Huh? And Russia goes on to say that if the Ukraine passes legislation to invite NATO troops into that country, these troops will immediately be engaged and killed by Russian forces. And unfortunately, that's exactly what the United States is looking for. And unfortunately, again, none of us here in our lifetime, thank God, have ever had a war on American soil. We don't know what the devastation is. We don't know what the horror is. We don't know what the PTSD is. Save those guys that have been over in combat. Thank you to our veterans, even though they were there for reasons that they were lied to about. Okay? But we haven't seen it yet. So once again, just like as in the invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Kosovo, Serbia, Syria, and already, Iran, the excuses will be rolled out in the complicit mainstream media. They're getting paid seven figures to foist this horse crap on us, folks. All those countries I just named possesses the ability to devastate Europe and the United States. Russia has the ability with these hypersonic missiles to devastate Europe and the United States if this continues to escalate, and we have these dummies up there that are, you know, they're whores. They're so, you know, in their bubble with all their money, or they're compromised and they don't dare go against the, you know, the powers that be, or, you know, people like Cuomo. All right, he got ousted, right? I mean, I wonder what happened to Jacinda Ardern. She stepped down. So anyway, with all that in mind, I pose this question: what earthly reason would any sane politician, any president, any prime minister, any military commander, or any army have to make such decision, knowing that their actions would at some point escalate a conflict to the point there it will likely end in a nuclear exchange? Unless they had something to hide, unless they were doing so to cover up massive internal criminality, and or unless they were totally in the pocket of the real decision makers who have proven time and time again that they will stop at nothing, including the destruction of this planet, to maintain their monetary hegemony over the world. Who are the real decision makers? The money junkies, the banksters, and it couldn't be more apparent that they indeed own or have compromised every individual in a position of power to carry out their will. And you know, the saddest part of all of this, folks, the war in Ukraine could have ended a long time ago, because there was an early peace deal. It could have ended this war in Ukraine, but NATO opposition and the revelations about the Russian massacre of civilians at Bukha, along with U.S. media that all but ignored the potential routes to peace, they dashed any hopes of that. This past weekend saw the publication of a bombshell interview with a former Israeli Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, who over the course of nearly a five-hour interview dropped an unusual amount of detail about his efforts to mediate peace talks between Russia and Ukraine early in the war. This is last year, folks. The headline-grabbing news is Bennett's claim that negotiations that were yielding fruit and that could have ended the now nearly year-long war after a little more than a month were ultimately blocked by the NATO governments underwriting Ukraine's war effort. And according to Bennett, as early as the second Saturday of the war, which is only less than a couple of weeks, or a little less than a week and a half into the war, both Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin made major concessions. Putin, by giving up on the goals of the demilitarization of Ukraine and its denazification, meaning, as Bennett interpreted it, regime change, and Zelensky by giving up on pursuing NATO membership. Calling both leaders pragmatic, Bennett says that over the course of the negotiations, he was under the impression that both sides very much wanted a ceasefire and gave the odds of any deal holding a 50-50 chance. And over a marathon of drafts, this is his claim, 17 draft agreements were prepared, but they blocked it. He says he thought they were wrong, but it was the Western powers that blocked the whole thing. I have one claim, Bennett told the interviewer. I claim there was a good chance of reaching a ceasefire. When the interviewer asked if he means had they not curbed it, he replies with a nod. Bennett's claims here would be less compelling if they didn't corroborate what has already emerged publicly in little dribs and drabs. Back in May of last year, Ukrainska Pravda, a broadly Western-aligned Ukrainian paper, reported, based on several sources close to Zelensky, that back in April, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson appeared in Kiev almost without warning and told Zelensky the West would not recognize any peace deal he signed with Putin because the Russian leader's faltering invasion had shown he was weaker than they had thought. Zelensky should press him instead, meaning fight on and end the war through military victory. And Boris Johnson later told the French President Emmanuel Macron in a May call that he had argued against negotiation with Moscow during that trip. And in the spectrum of world leaders' attitudes to the war, which Bennett divides between those who wanted to fight Putin so as to not reward an aggressor state and those who viewed a prolonged war as no good for anyone's interest, the former prime minister says that Boris Johnson adopted the aggressive line. And Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz were more pragmatic, according to him, while U.S. President, guess who, Joe Biden, was both. This description overlaps with Western reporting on divisions within NATO over the war at that time. And meanwhile, Fiona Hill, a high-ranking national security official in both the George W. Bush and the Donald Trump administration, and far from a dove on Russia, reported late last year that multiple former senior U.S. officials had disclosed to her that Russia and Ukrainian negotiators appeared to have tentatively agreed on the outlines of a negotiated interim settlement. And this was by last April, folks. And that outline would have seen Russia withdraw to its pre-February 24th lines, controlling Crimea and parts of the Donbass, while Ukraine would have renounced NATO membership. And this framework broadly matches the negotiating timeline and concessions laid out by Bennett in the interview. But who stepped in? Well, the military-industrial complex wouldn't have that. Look at all the billions of dollars these people are making, folks. Shifting all these arms over. And by the way, part of that money is going to, you know, to improve and rebuild with the arms and the tanks and the bullets and everything that are going over there. I had heard a report the other day that you know, Ukraine, I believe it's in, I can't remember, one of those cities, is running because they don't have any ammunition. Yeah. These disclosures from Bennett's interview have been completely ignored by the Western press, which has universally treated Bennett's claim that Putin assured him he wouldn't kill Zelensky during the talks as a major takeaway, while entirely leaving out his claims about NATO government's blocking of peace talks. And to date, The Guardian, The Associated Press, Bloomberg, The Hill, The Independent, The Week, Al Jazeera, Politico, and Reuters have all run reports either covering the interview or mentioning it, but have left out this crucial tidbit, only saying that Bennett's peacemaking efforts did little to stop the bloodshed, but they ultimately failed to bring the conflict to a swift end, or that they did not appear to take off without relaying Bennett's explanation for why that was the case. In fact, the only major outlets that did report on this revelations were CGTN, the Chinese state-owned English language broadcaster, and Russia Today, its Russian counterpart, which has been, by the way, banned in the European Union, the UK, North America, and Australia, as well as blocked by Google. Interesting. All but ensuring Western public doesn't or won't be exposed to any of Bennett's claims, or that if they are, they won't be taken seriously. And this mirrors the treatment of the Pravda report last year, which was similarly ignored, something the University of Ottawa political scientist Ivan Kachanovsky said at the time was typical when it came to revelations butting up against the prevailing Western media coverage of post-Soviet countries. The omission of the bombshell story that the British Prime Minister basically broke the real possibility of peaceful resolution of the Russia-Ukraine conflict helped to prolong this war with devastating consequences for Ukraine. And again, I want you to take a moment, folks, and think about this, because I mentioned before, we've never had a war since 1865, which the Civil War ended on American soil. But these people, these civilians, and you have children, you have grandchildren, so do they. the upheaval, the PTSD, the horror, the bloodshed that's going on over this. And for what? Yeah. And adding credibility to Naftali Bennett's claims is his reference to the discovery of the Buka massacre last April, which Russia slaughtered over 400 people as a factor in scuttling the talks. Once that happened, he said it was over. Bennett pointed to the potential for such an atrocity to emerge and derail the political process for peace in Ukraine as proof of the importance of making haste on negotiations at the time. And the Pravda report likewise pointed to Johnson's visit as only one obstacle to peace, with the discovery of the Buka killings the other. Those costs have been very steep, folks. Just a few months after the peace talks were cut and scuttled, Zelensky admitted Ukraine was losing between 60 and 100 soldiers every day on the battlefield. And I guarantee you it's more right now, because they're going at it right now. While German intelligence recently revealed their estimate that Ukrainian casualties are currently in the three figures daily, as a Zelensky government resorts to controversially drafting soldiers, 16 years old folks, in public places, and ramps up penalties for any deserters, the Western estimates are that Ukraine, which had roughly a third of Russia's population before the war, has suffered way more than 100,000 casualties, while its economy, which is in tatters, by the way, and we are propping it up, and the Russian bombing campaign that started back in October has destroyed at least half of its energy infrastructure. Something a Rand Corporation report recently declared came at a bigger economic cost to the country than the territory it lost to Russia. And all indications are the Marshall Plan being cooked up by the Ukraine's Western backers, meanwhile, will be a suite of damaging neoliberal reforms. And for the global South, the war's prolonging has seen an explosion in hunger, in poverty, in political instability, including in the war-torn country of Yemen, where the Ukraine's war disruptions to food supply have worsened an already unimaginably severe hunger crisis. And in Europe, meanwhile, the war's cost of living ripple effects have led to a surge in child poverty, are tipped to lead to nearly 150,000 excess deaths this winter. Blame the Nord Stream pipeline and who blew it up, folks, and have catalyzed political instability that has helped put literal fascist parties into power in both Italy and Sweden. And these are all among the reasons why RAND, which gets the majority of its funding from the Pentagon, is now pushing what Naftali Bennett called the more pragmatic position that a prolonged war is damaging to everyone's interests, including those of the United States. Yet, a prolonged war is exactly what happened. And the sorry state of Western reporting, which makes me sick, by the way, on the political machinations of all sides in this war, is no small reason why. Now, we will never know for sure whether Vladimir Zelensky, whether he had received the political backing of his Western partners. He could have ended the war peacefully after a little more than a month. All we can say is there was a good chance that it could have happened, and that Western institutions failure instead. So what do we get? Well, I haven't opened up the phone lines yet, but let's go to Pete in L.A. Pete, you're on with Michael. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I just wanted to, great topic. You're right on everything here. It's scary that the West does not know, really. It hasn't been covered that about Merkel and Macron's revelations about the Minsk II Accords.
Right,
just
yeah.
A charade. Just mm-hmm. like you're saying about the Naftali Bennett report hasn't been covered, you know? So they're unaware, just like they were unaware, the American public, the Western European public, about, you know, the 14,000 casualties of Zelensky's and Ukraine's shelling of Donetsk and Lugansk for 7 years, 14,000 mm-hmm. dead in those areas, and they're unaware of any of that. And by the way, you mentioned the rebuilding of the Ukraine. an enormous contract was signed with, guess who? BlackRock, to do the rebuilding by Zelensky.
Isn't that amazing? And was it, is it BlackRock or Vanguard? I heard the end of Rivero's show where he was saying that it was BlackRock or Vanguard that owns like 60-some-odd% of that railway that had the accident.
If you look and see, whatever it's, and you can take this writ large of any American publicly held corporation, and a lot of foreign ones, but any American, and the biggest shareholders. The single biggest shareholders will be BlackRock, Vanguard. One of those two will be number one. The other will be number two. And then possibly the third will be State Street. And then the fourth will be Goldman Sachs. The Federal Reserve.
Yeah, hold the line, Pete. I got to take a break, but I'll hold you over. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around. Much more to come, folks. Stay right there, Pete. I'll be right back with you. Even if the sun don't shine, well, it's all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Got Pete in L.A. on the line. Folks, what couldn't have picked better lead-in music for that, folks. And I listened to that, and I think about all of these people, all these innocent people over in Ukraine that have been displaced, they've been killed, relatives, family members, you know, children, grandchildren, fathers, mothers, brothers, aunts, uncles, you know, and for what? And you're talking about, you know, Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock, okay, and they're all in collusion with the Federal Reserve. This is all about the money and the control. It's about the money junkies. And they don't care how many people they kill. Pete, go ahead. You got the floor.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, but it just as an exercise, when you're watching TV and you see any company, whether it's selling shampoo or whatever, it's publicly held, just Google, you know, who's the largest shareholder of this company. And you'll find, inevitably, it'll be BlackRock, Vanguard, that one will have 8, one will have 16% or whatever. But it's the largest block of every single public held company. And by the way, when you Google, again, who owns BlackRock, which is a publicly held company, guess who owns BlackRock? The largest shareholder.
Federal Reserve.
Vanguard.
And Vanguard. When you
Google Vanguard, guess who is the largest shareholder in Vanguard?
BlackRock.
BlackRock. And then you Google the Federal Reserve and say, who are the largest shareholders in the Federal Reserve? You will get nowhere.
So basically, it's nothing more than a shell game. And no pun intended, because the shells are being exploded over in Ukraine as well. You know? I've been thinking this through. And by the way, I thank you, Pete, because, you know, you send me a lot of content. You know that. I appreciate that. But, you know, the bottom line is that we've literally lost. I mean, not us, but the leadership, the media in this country has just completely lost their moral compass. I mean, at what point in time do you say, you know, all the money in the world isn't worth this? Don't they get it?
You know, when you're talking about that, Michael, there was, and it's on antiwar.com this week, or you go to scotthorton.com, who has, you know, they do, it's on Antiwar Radio.
Mm-hmm.
He does an interview with Dave DeCamp that you can get right now from Antiwar Radio. I'll send it to you. But
okay.
They talk about the media's response to Seymour Hersh. And Scott Horton played this response that they had to the original bombing of Nord Stream. And it goes on for 5 minutes. It's every media person you can imagine saying it was Russia. It goes on for 5 minutes. Every single media personality in lockstep was saying it was Russia.
I gotta go to the top of the hour break. I hear the music. I'll hold you over. Phone lines are open, folks. 512-248-8252. Got a couple other callers on the line. We'll be back after the top of the hour. More to come. Be right back.
Brought to you by Pfizer, CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer, Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer, ABC.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.